Om sahana bhavatu, sahana bhunaktu, saha viryam karavavahai, tejasvinavatitamastu, ma vidvishavahai. Om shanti, shanti, shanti.
We still have those two sentences to finish on page 151.
Yeah, I didn't really do much with them. Truthfully, I wrote them out and then I just went to the other ones. I kind of got through them.
You want me to do it? Or do you want
to
try?
Well, I can just tell you what I've done. I mean, I didn't get all the words, but let's see.
Let's see. This is, just to make it clear, it is lesson 18, the last couplet.
So you'll have to fill in the blanks for me. Okay, so it's Jivanaya Manuchan Manam Miha.
Iha. Yeah.
Manam Iha. Brahm Yatamata Kadapi Saha Prabhu. Is it all one sentence?
Let's yeah, the whole thing is one thing.
And is that, that's Twadrishaha Pavati Pam Yayogata.
Bhagya Yogata.
Bhagya Yogata.
Yogata.
Gato. Bhagya Yogataha Veti Yaha Sada Satam.
Sad Asatam.
Sad Asatam Sadantaram. Which is
Yadantaram,
sorry. And that's Yadantaram, right?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Right.
So, Jivanaya is dative singular for living, for livelihood, I think it means here, is that right? Okay.
It is.
And then Manujan Manam is genitive plural for human beings. And then we have Iha, which is
born of Manu. Manu is considered the first human, one of the first humans that comes with the creation by Ishwara Sankalpa.
Oh.
There are four Manus that are responsible for the projection, for the lineage, for the human lineage. I think the Manus give rise to the Rishis, and then from the Rishis, all the human beings are born. That's why every Rishi has, every human being has a Gotra that takes them back to the original Rishi in India.
Oh, that's nice.
So, born of Manu means a human being.
And Iha is that in this world, or here, or now?
Here, I just say here in this world.
Here in this world.
But literally just means here.
And then, that's Brahm Yatamata?
Brahm Yatam.
Okay, so I don't know what, I didn't figure out what this was.
Brahmyatam is a present participle.
Okay.
Wandering.
Oh, okay.
For those among those humans who are wandering about in order to, for their livelihood.
And then it's that, is that genitive?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Genitive. Plural, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wandering, okay. And then is it atta?
Atta can just mean, indeed, usually it means now or thereafter, but I don't know how to translate it here.
Okay.
Must have a simpler meaning, like. Let me just see what a simple meaning means.
I wonder what the translation says, too.
But, now, then, moreover, rather, certainly. Could be something like certainly.
Okay. Kadapi, I don't know what that is. That
whenever, it's an indefinite article using kada.
Okay.
You know, api chit chana,
yeah.
Kadachana also, kada chit, kadapi, whenever.
Whenever, okay. And then saha and prabhu.
Mm-hmm.
It's, is that pra and bu? I don't know what that is.
Prabhu means a lord, like a master,
Lord.
A lord. It's not like necessarily, it can be a word for God, but it can also be like for an exalted person or a Lord.
And is this, it's nominative, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then Twa Drishaha is so that sees you or sees
like you,
like you.
Oh yeah.
That's the from our lesson.
Yeah,
like you. Okay, and Bhavati is present third person singular is, and then we have Bhagya Yoga, Yogataha. So this must be from the lesson too, where we add
that taha
ending. That taha ending, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Exactly. It has the fifth case, sense of the fifth case.
Okay. Just making a note. Okay. And then veti is nose, present third person singular from vid.
Mm-hmm.
Yaha, nominative singular, which. And then sat.
Sadasad.
Sadasad. He says that means good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In what case?
Sadasad. Is that genitive?
Mm-hmm.
Plural. And then we have yet anantaram. And yet is which. And then anantaram is between, I think. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Or the difference.
Difference, okay.
And then the difference, and then with the dual like that, sadasattam, between two things, the good and the bad, you
uh-huh.
can say the difference, that which is the difference between the good,
the good and the bad.
You can use genitive that way. But you have two things, sad and asad.
Okay.
It's in the plural because each one, good people and bad people.
Okay.
But it's between two things, so then you can use between.
Okay.
The difference between
the
good and the bad.
The good and the bad, okay. So the subject is Lord, the Lord, Saha Prabhu,
mm-hmm.
and then the Lord knows. Then Lord knows the difference.
That then, Lord who knows.
Oh, that Lord who knows. That Lord.
You could call it this Kadapi Saha Prabhu, whenever there is a Lord. Kadapi Saha Prabhu Twa Drishaha Bhavati.
Whenever there is a Lord.
Like you.
It's a Lord like you. Oh, okay.
Yahaveti.
Yahaveti. Which knows the difference.
Who knows?
Who knows? Sorry. Who knows the difference between good and bad?
Or good people and bad
people. Good people and bad people.
Because it's Sud is a good person and Sud is a bad person.
Okay.
When it's put in the genitive. Or it could all be the things which are good,
yeah.
things which are bad.
That's
you know?
How I kind of took it. Okay, whenever there's a Lord like you who knows the difference between good people and bad people, that brings good fortune for...
I would even say Bhagya Yogataha has the fifth case sense, right?
So that's ablative, right?
Like
which is
from or
from
because
or out of.
Of.
Because of.
Uh-huh. What if you
sure
were to say it is
that.
Because, what if you said it is because of the good fortune? It is from the good fortune.
It is from the good fortune.
Then go back up to Jivanaya, Manujanmanam, Brahmyatam.
It is from the good fortune for the livelihood of human beings. No.
Well, there's a different ways to take it.
For one, human beings.
It is because of the good because of the good fortune of human beings who are wandering about for their livelihood. That's one way to take it.
Uh-huh.
Another way to take it would be among human beings who are wandering about for their life in order to make their living,
mm-hmm.
right? So among them,
mm-hmm.
you can use taunt, the genitive plural, or singular like that, among this group. who are wandering around for their livelihood, it is from great good fortune, bhagya yogataha. Because of good fortune. It is due to good fortune whenever there is a lord like you, who knows the difference between good people and bad people. You see?
Yes.
Do you see it, Penny?
Yep. Kind of.
Yeah, it's kind of tough, but I see it.
Take it like this. Can I do it for you?
Yes.
Jivanaya manujanmanam brahmyatam. In the genitive, all the genitive for manujanmanam and brahmyatam.
Mm-hmm.
Among the people who are wandering, jivanaya, for their living, here on the earth, or here in the world, or here in this place, iha. So among these people, kadapi saha prabhu twadrishaha bhavati. Whenever there is a person like you, yaha veti, who knows, sad asatam, yet antaram, the difference, antaram, that which is the difference, yet antaram, between good people and bad people, sad asatam. Okay. Whenever such a person like you is there, it is bhagya yogataha, it is because of good fortune. Because of, you could even say because of their good fortune. It's a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yeah.
You want to repeat after me?
Yes, let me get my book. Okay.
Jivanaya. Manujanmanam. Iha. Brahmyatam.
Atta.
Kadapi saha prabhu. Twadrisho bhavati. Bhagya yogataha. Bhagya yogato veti.
Bhagya yogato veti.
Yaha sadasatam. Yad antaram. Okay, good. We have now finished chapter 18, and we're going on to chapter 19. Penny, do you want to do the first sentence in chapter 19, Prayage?
Pardon me?
Do you want to do the
second sentence?
Oh, you want to do the second one?
I'll do the first one. The first one, that was pretty easy. All right. I went through another notebook. I just finished one big fat one.
That's good.
I have so many. Okay. Prayage chatura hamushitva kashi patam upayayava udalakaha.
Udalakaha.
Okay, that explains it.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear it kind of cut out, because that's exactly where I have trouble.
Upayayau, that av is ow. Upayayau udalakaha.
If I would have spent more time, I would have figured it out this time.
Yeah.
I hate that, because I got that one, got me last week, too. All right, so prayage is locative singular for prayaga, which is a city. And then we have
chaturaham,
which is a compound. meaning 4 days. And it is a Karma Dharya, which is of the Dwigu. Is that correct?
Because it's a Dwigu Samasa.
A Dwigu Samasa.
Yeah.
So you say it like
it's
that?
It's a type of Karma Dharya.
Okay, so it's a Dwigu Samasa Karma Dharya. So.
Did you find that in Goldman or in...
Well, I knew it was a Karma Dharya, and then I never learned, when I learned compounds, I didn't learn Dwigu. At least I don't remember that. So I found that in Bhandarkar.
Okay. At the very end of the compounds in Bhandarkar, I'm 13.16. I just want you to take a note of it. For me, it's on page 221, but our page numbers aren't the same. So around 13.16.
In Goldman?
In Goldman.
Oh, okay.
In Goldman. Take a look at Goldman. This is really nice.
Oh, yeah, I do remember reading. I think I do.
There's a whole nice little section on the Dwigu Samasa as a kind of Karma Dharya.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Is it 13.16?
Yes, it's 13.16.
Do you see it, Penny?
Yeah,
I've
got it.
Yeah. Just look at that. You want to read it, Tara?
Okay, the Dwigu Samasa, the Dwigu, two-cow, Samasa is a kind of Karma Dharya of which the first member is a numeral. For declension of numerals, see 19.6. This type of compounding is not normally used simply to enumerate things. Its major uses are A, to denote aggregates or sets of things of which the number is well known. The Ekavachana is always used regardless of the numeral involved. Examples, Tribhuvanam, neuter, the three worlds. Saptapadi, feminine, the seven steps of a marriage ceremony. Trilokam, the three worlds. Pancha Ratram, the five nights of a certain rite. And B, as Bahuvrihi, in the sense of names or epithets, the name or epithet. Dasharataha, having 10 chariots, which breaks the vigraha of that is Dasharatha Yasyasaha.
Dasharataha Yasyasaha.
Oh, yeah, Dash.
If you put the sanya.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Dasharataha Yasyasaha. And then Dasharivaha, having 10 necks, a name for Ravana. Dasha Grivaha Yasyasaha.
Grivaha.
Yasyasaha.
Huh?
And Trilokam.
There's a long word starting here.
Can you hear us still?
I'll turn my sound off.
Can you hear us though?
I don't think she can hear us.
Fanny, can you hear us?
Okay.
We hear it, but it doesn't. It's okay. It's like having the lawnmower here.
It's a blower. It'll be done in a second.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Let's do Trilochana.
Trilochana, having three eyes, and which is a name for Shiva. Trini Lochanani Yasyasaha. And then Dasha Balaha, having 10 powers, for name for Buddha. Dasha Balani Yasyasaha.
Good. This Dwigos, it's really common. That's why I wanted us to read through it, just so that you can recognize these when they come. So Chaturaham.
Chaturaham is
right
Dwigo.
From Aham to Aham.
Right. So did you want me to break it down and do the Vigraha? Because I didn't exactly do that. I kind of just did it how I used to do it.
No, we'll just talk about it.
Okay. So Chaturaham is 4 days, and it's declined in its neuter. I think he tells us that it's always declined in the neuter. It's accusative singular.
Yeah.
And what else do I need to say? Oh, and there... I think he says something about... Aham loses the...
Yeah, the ahan loses the...
The na.
And then it goes as a
yes.
Ending.
It becomes... So what is that? That's page 159, number 5, I think.
Oh, in here?
In Bhandarkar. 59. Yeah. Let's see what it says. 5. Oh, it's 5D. No, I'm sorry, it's number 6D, I think, where it says, Ahan at the end of a Tat Purusha. Well, this isn't really a Tat Purusha, is it? Well.
Well, it's a Karmadharya.
Okay.
But he talks about it here.
Oh.
Well, he doesn't say the end dropping, but that's obviously what happens.
Yeah, anyway, it was mentioned somewhere.
Ahan, number D at the bottom of the page.
Yeah, but that's...
Ahan at the end of a Tat Purusha when it is not changed to... Oh, I see.
See, it's different.
Anyway.
Anyway, it drops the nut. Somewhere it says that
number
the
number 10 on the next page.
Oh, okay.
When a neuter dwiga or dwandra ends in a long vowel, the vowel is shortened. The short vowel corresponds to o, ow, o.
That's
not
it.
That's not it.
No.
Anyway,
we were given that information that the nut is dropped off of certain things. No, that was different, actually. Anyway.
Well,
it dropped.
It dropped.
It became a ha, and then we got the ma for the accusative, I guess. Okay. And then we have Ushitwa.
Mm-hmm. Ushitwa.
Ushitwa. Is that from Avashish?
From Vash to dwell. Take some prasarana.
That's right.
So having stayed 4 days in...
Oh, it's Vas?
Yeah, from Vas.
Okay.
Having stayed 4 days in Prayaga.
I gotta write bus down because that's come up.
Bus to dwell.
And it's an indeclinable past participle. Having stayed 4 days in Prayaga. And then we have Kashi Patam. And that is another compound. And Patam is one of the things that loses the final na. It's from Patin, and it becomes Patta. And that is page 159, number 6, I think. The following words drop the final vowel or the final consonant with the preceding vowel and add under certain circumstances mentioned. A is Patin.
Page what?
Page 159, number 6A. And so, and it's declined in the accusative singular. Now, Patam, it means path or road?
Mm-hmm. Path to Kashi.
Okay, so would this be, so it's path to, would we say this was like a dative?
Maybe it's the path of Kashi.
Oh, I figured it was a genitive.
Kashi's path, yeah.
Okay, genitive Tat Purusha. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we have Upayayau, which is that from Ya?
Ya, that's right.
Okay, and
with
it's...
Upayayau.
Upayayau, that must be third person singular? Is it perfect?
Yes, it's in the perfect,
okay.
Third person singular.
So he went. And then we have... Udalakaha. So Udalaka, having stayed for 4 days in Prayaga, went to Kashi.
Yeah.
Or went on the road to Kashi.
That's right. You would say he went on the path towards Kashi.
Mm-hmm.
Upaya is to go near, to approach. So it's just a, has the sense
it
of going
upaya.
Toward Kashi, right?
Yeah.
Everybody get, do you see, Penny?
Yeah, I see now, but I really couldn't make heads or tails out of this one very well.
Yeah, because you missed that Sunday. That's really the only reason, I think.
Is this?
Not the only reason.
Why else?
Ahan for, you know, the Chaturaham. Why is it Ahan?
Because it's a dwigo compound and the Ahan becomes Aham. the nakara drops. As it does, we can't find the actual rule, but there is an actual rule for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was the other thing that confused me.
Let's see.
I thought it was I stayed for four with days understood. So that was...
Oh, no, this is a dwigu.
Yeah,
just means 4 days. We have to find that exact one that changes the nakara, through the nakara drops, and then it's just dealt with as an ending noun. I think it's in the Goldman, I think it's in the Karmadarya section where they talk about that.
I have a question after that too.
Okay. Number, let's see if this is it. In Goldman, 1216, certain words have reduced or altered forms when they occur in samasas. Following are a few important examples. Stems in un and in lose their final in when they are prior members of a samasa. That's prior.
Oh,
that's prior members, though.
Yeah, that was the one I was remembering.
Yeah, prior members, that's right.
Yeah, but we don't want prior members.
No.
We want this. That's not quite it. I think it's in that section.
I wonder if it's similar to Raja.
To what?
Rajan.
They also say that Rajan.
Yeah, Rajan also becomes Rajaha.
And Nivakarmadahya.
Oh, here, yeah. The word Rajan loses its final in when it is at the end of most Karmadaryas. But you know what? I think there's one other thing I'm trying to find where it actually kind of makes an indeclinable. Where's that section where it makes an indeclinable?
I like Mahat.
No, an indeclinable compound. Just a second.
Oh, the whole compound.
Yeah, the whole compound. I'm looking for it. Avayibhava. Let me find that. 14.9. If I can find it here. Final members ending in un take the ending though Nupumsaka nouns may take the
Where are you reading?
14.10.
Oh, okay.
The endings of the final members of these compounds, indeclinable compounds, okay. Uh-huh. The endings of the final members of these compounds are usually changed so as to conform to the Prathama, Dvitiya, Eka, Nepumsika, Linga, the first and second neuter singular. Endings of nouns of the various stem finals. Some stem finals are, however, reduced. Final members ending in un take the ending though Nepumsika nouns may take a. Final long vowels are shortened, okay? So that's where it is. That I'm remembering.
Mm-hmm.
Because Chaturaham, it is a dwigu, I think, but it's also becomes an indeclinable.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I think that works. I'm glad I asked.
Yeah.
I was really not sure of that at all.
See, and in the Dvigu Samasa, it says the Ekavachana is always used regardless of the numeral involved.
I'm sorry, where are you reading now?
For the Dvigu Samasa? The Ekavachana is always used regardless of the numeral involved. But I'm taking this actually as a dvigu, but being used as an indeclinable.
Okay.
Because having dwelt for 4 days, the 4 days is like an adverb.
Mm-hmm.
Having dwelt 4 days in Prayaga, Udalika then went on the path toward Kashi.
Makes more sense now.
Okay. You want to do the next one? Oh, you want to
I wanted to ask you,
oh, yeah, okay.
You know Upaya Yao?
Yeah.
Is that like an alternate form in the perfect? Because I thought it was Upaya Yuva for...
That would be weak.
Yeah,
this is present. This is the...
this is present.
Parismaipada.
And
not present, perfect.
Perfect.
For the parismaipada. Takes ow. It's strong.
Okay. All right.
The
well,
uva is going to be out, and that's going to be weak.
That's what.
We can go back and look at the perfect. Let's see.
Well, I just looked up ya in.
Perfect.
In Antoine, I probably read wrong. Is what happened.
Just a minute. Where's the? Okay. Let's see. With a long, there's a whole thing with long.
Yeah,
odds,
I see
right?
it. I see
what
it.
What page are you on?
Oh, I just looked at Antoine on page 184 under the perfect. Yeah, yao.
Yeah, yao. Yeah,
so
because
I don't know
the
what
ah ending, ah endings take that ow.
I know what I did is I looked up E first and then I didn't look up yao. That's
oh,
what
I see. Okay. So, okay. Third person of perfect.
Yep,
singular.
I got it.
Shall we read it?
Yes. Okay.
Prayage.
Chaturaham.
Ushitwa. Kashi patam.
Upayayau.
Udalakaha. Mm-hmm.
Udalakaha.
Right. Hey, Nanda.
Yeah, I'll try. Ravi Varasya Sharma Rakhe. Samsara, Angara, Takhina, Kaschit Purushaha, Chait, Atmanaha, Shira. Okay, so Ravi Varasya is a Shashti Tatpurusha, the day of the sun. Or the sun's day, or something.
Yeah, Vada means some like somebody, the ruler of it. Let me just look at Vada. It means it's a word for Sunday. Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah, just a second. Vada means something.
Isn't Vada the day of the week?
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, I think so. Yeah.
The day of the sun. Vada means day.
Yeah,
I think it means day of the
day,
week.
So.
That's what I got from the dictionary too.
I know that from Mahorta.
Okay.
So Vara is definitely the day of the sun's day.
Yeah, Vara means like, just to give you a little bit more, the turn of a day under the regency of a planet, okay? A day of the week, and then it gives, so yeah, just a day of the week, but it's also the sun... The sun coming into power as that day arises, it becomes under the auspices of one of the planets. So you would say that like the day of the week of the sun. But, okay, I got it.
Well,
yeah,
nice.
Day of the week of the sun. So I mean, you would say Chakravara, Mandalavara,
yeah.
Uruvara.
Yeah, it's under the regency of the day that's under the regency of that particular planet.
Right.
But then.
It's a Shashti Tat Purusha, right?
Yeah.
Then Charma is the later half, and Ratre is in the night. It's locative. And here, night is the second member, so I'm thinking it can't be a Shashti Takarusha, because it would be the later half of the night. It would be reverse. So I'm thinking it's the late half night. Is it a Karma Dharya?
That's how I took it. Chodam is an adjective.
Yeah, but...
So it's the Chodana Ratra. The Chodana Ratra is the last half of the night.
I kind of translated deep into the night.
Yeah.
And then
posterior. Yeah.
Is the world, you know, the Maya Shakti, and then Angara. Is charcoal.
Yeah.
Which burning charcoal, which is a metaphor here, I think, for misery, burning charcoal of the world. That part, that little piece of samsara angara, I took it to be a shashti construction, and then both of those, when they're put together with taptaha, is I think a PPP for afflicted. And in the whole, that becomes a tritiya, instrumental taparusha.
Good.
That's what I got too.
Is that right? Is that the right thing?
Yeah, that's what I came up with too.
Just by the way, samsara, you usually translate that like as transmigratory existence, as opposed to world. World would be like jagat. But okay. Samsara has that painful aspect to it.
Right.
The transmigratory existence brought about by Yin Yang. What?
Okay, and then kaschit purushaha, a certain man. This is the part that I had a little more trouble with. I knew it was cut, but I had a little trouble with chichet.
Oh, chichet?
Chichet, yeah.
It's reduplicating.
Okay, so it's perfect.
Mm-hmm. It's not perfect. Isn't it put... Oh...
I think it's perfect third person singular, isn't it? Because it Eight. Some of those.
Chicheda.
Yeah, Chicheda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chicheda. That's right. Third person singular. Perfect.
Yeah,
Chicheda.
Perfect.
It reduplicates and the E becomes takes guna Chicheda.
Mm-hmm. And then Atmanaha Shiraha. That's from Shiras, which is neuter. So that would be the dvitiya for the neuter, and Atmanaha is own head.
Yeah.
Okay, so this was a really cheerful one. So
lovely.
So deep into a Sunday night, a man afflicted by the pains of the world cut off his own head.
Yep. Okay. That's it.
Yep. Lovely.
Ravivarasya.
Ravivarasya.
Charamaratre.
Charamaratre.
Samsara angara. Samsara.
Samsara.
Angara.
Angara.
Taptaha.
Taptaha.
Kaschit purushaha.
Kaschit purushaha.
Chicheda.
Chicheda.
Atmanaha.
Atmanaha.
Shiraha.
Shiraha. Ashwina Syadye Navaratre Durgaya Mahot Savaha Kriyate. Ashwinasya, we have Ashwinasya and Adye. I had a little trouble with, so I think it's Ashvinasya, which is the genitive singular for of the month of Ashvina.
Ashvinasya.
Ashvina.
Adye, yeah.
So then what is adye, a beginning with, but how is that?
Adye means in the beginning.
Oh, it just its own thing. So it's just locative.
Adye, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was from adi.
No, adye is its own word.
Okay, so in the beginning.
I'll tell you.
Okay.
That's other meanings, but it all has that sense.
Yeah, I had trouble with that too.
It means
adya,
being at the beginning,
okay.
First, immediately preceding, but here it's being at the beginning.
Okay. I don't know why I couldn't find it. Anyways. Okay.
Did you think of it like adi?
I guess I was doing that and I was like, how do you. Yeah.
You would just say at the beginning of Ashrina.
Okay. And then we have Nava Ratre, which is nine nights, and this is another dwigu.
Yeah.
And it's declined in the locative singular. So in the nine nights at the beginning of Ashwina.
I'm not sure if it's a dwigu.
It's not? Oh, maybe. Oh, because a dwigu would be more like an indeclinable?
Yeah.
And it would be,
it denotes aggregates of things, you know?
Okay. So then it's... it's just a karmadharya then.
Well, we're talking about Penny because when you look at the dwigu, it says the dwigu samasa is a kind of karmadharya of which the first member is a numeral. This type of compounding is not normally used to enumerate things.
Oh, okay.
Its major uses are to denote aggregates or sets of things of which the number is well known, like tribhuvanam, you know, three worlds.
Okay.
Or Saptapadi, the seventh step.
Navaratri. I think Navaratri falls into the category.
Do you?
I do. Because that's the name of the holiday, Navaratri. It's not Chaturatri. It's Navaratri, everyone knows that. It's the 9 days of Mother Divine. It's always like that. It seems like it's an aggregate to me. I mean,
okay, it could be like just the well-known nine nights. During the Navaratri at the beginning of Ashwinas, yeah, I mean, maybe if that's true, if that's viewed as just an aggregate, a well-known aggregate.
It's never not Nava. It's always Navaratri.
Yeah.
You know, that's the name of the holiday, Navaratri.
Okay. During Navaratri at the beginning, which is at the beginning of the Ashwina,
yeah.
Okay, well, either way, I mean, it's either a dwigu or a karmadharya. I mean, it's just a plain karmadharya if it's not a dwigu, right?
Yeah.
So, and then we have Durgayaha, which is genitive singular for Durga, or Durga. And then
Mahotsavaha.
Oh, Mahotsavaha. And that is a compound, which is Maha with Utsavaha. Maha being great, and it loses its ending.
Mahat becomes Maha.
Yeah. And this is declined in the nominative singular. Great festival.
And did you say what it was?
It's a karmadharya, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Kriyate is the passive of Kri, present passive third person singular. So the great festival of Durga happens during the nine nights, in the nine nights beginning with the month. At the beginning of the month of Ashwina. Okay.
There's one other thing. What's the substantive of Ratri, of Ratra? Ratra?
Oh, well, it's Ratri, but it changes. We're given instructions about that.
We are.
Yeah, and I think I got it in Bhandarkar. I think it's 159. Six C on 159 in Bhandarkar.
Okay.
We have Ratri at the end of a Tat Purusha, when preceded by a numeral, an indeclinable, or a word expressive of part, such as Purva, Apara, etc., or by Sardava, Samkhyata, or Punya, and in Dwandwa, when preceded by Aha, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Well, wait a minute, what does it say?
Ratri at the end of a Tat Purusha.
So if it
shortens, yes. Yeah. So as Dwi Ratram Ati Ratraha Purva Ratraha Aho Ratraha.
This isn't a
so
Tat Purusha, though. It's not a Tat Purusha. I mean,
okay.
I think that this is going to be
the same,
you know, but...
Mm-hmm.
Well, same idea, though. Ratri at the end of a Tat Purusha, when preceded by a numeral, such as Pur. Yeah?
Because Ratri always long, I think I remember.
It could be long or short.
It could be long or short, right?
Yeah, but we're still declining it as an ending noun because it's taking A for the locative. It wouldn't be A for locative.
So Ratri becomes Ratri. Ratra is not a word. Ratran is not a word. So Ratri becomes Ratra.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Let's just see if he mentioned it in any farther back in the...
Yeah, that's neat.
Maybe in Goldman it's explained better.
Not true. Well, we can look for it.
Anyway, it was making me crazy for a while.
Ratra?
Yeah, because I knew it was the nine nights, and I couldn't understand why it was forming the locative from like an ending noun.
You know, I think I've got the Che Guevara Sanskrit that, you know, I just knew it was Ratri and it just didn't bother me.
Yeah, I understood what was being said, but I still didn't understand why it was going like that.
Understand why.
We need not understand why.
We like to understand why. Uh-huh. For those kind of girls.
Well, the thing is, if you ever end up having to teach it to somebody, you have to know why.
Exactly right.
Unless you're like us. We have to figure it out together in this class.
The chances of my getting someone advanced enough to be able to know that very small.
Oh, God. You know, Penny, I told Carol this, but I got to tell you. Last week after we had that discussion about the guna of ah being ah, my student asked that.
No way.
I am serious. I had a tutoring session after I left here, and she asked that.
Oh, how could you do that?
Well, that's pretty smart. I mean, that didn't even occur to me when I learned it.
I'm just thankful that she asked that.
I know. She's really bright.
Yeah.
Great.
Let's leave that.
Okay.
I've circled it.
All right. Oh, excuse me.
Are we going to read that?
Didn't we just read it?
No.
Ashwinasya. Adye.
Adye.
Navaratre.
Navaratre.
Durgayaha.
Durgayaha.
Mahotsavaha.
Mahotsavaha.
Kriyate.
Kriyate.
So I suppose if we divide this up.
Okay. Does that mean you'll do the first little three words?
Yeah. Well, the second one's got only three words, too.
Yeah.
All right, then how about three and one?
What do you mean three and one? Oh.
How about two and two? Oh, I see what you're doing.
How?
No, if you do every other one, it's going to come out about the same.
Well, do you have any two that are better off than any other two? Did you?
Let me do the second one. one like that.
What'd you say, Penny?
I'll do the first one, Tara, do the second one.
All right.
Alternate, okay.
Yeah. It's all the same. Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah. Okay. It's all pretty irrational anyway, so. Nanu, Prabhata, Rajati. Nanu is an indeclinable, surely or certainly. Prabhata has this idea of disappearing and appearing, seeing it as a feminine noun, can be a feminine noun, and it can mean dawn. Or, in this case, Raja Muni, night. I just translated it as surely dawn has come or night has disappeared or something along those lines.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Yeah.
Prabhata, you got that as a PPP? That's a participle from Prabha.
PPP, okay.
Yeah. But it has that sense, you know, of
yeah.
of the dawn, the night, the disappearing night.
The disappearing night.
Yeah.
Right.
The darkness disappearing.
Let's see if you're on here. I looked this up.
He Bhandarkar gave it to us.
What did he say?
He said it was a PPP, and it says coming into being and going out of being. It says past participle of Baha with Pra, disappeared as darkness and appeared as light. And then he gives neuter daybreak.
Like it can say here in Monier Williams, shown forth, begun to become clear or light. Also the daybreak, dawn, morning. What's Rajani?
It's night.
Night.
Okay. So the night is gone.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like the night has begun to clear away. You know, the darkness has begun to clear away.
Oh, she's done. I don't know what this is. Okay, let me read it and then I'll say. Where is it? Tachikam Shayanam Parityajami. So this first word is, I think, tat with chigram, but I don't know what chigram is.
Shigram.
It's
that's Sandy.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Shigram, quickly.
Quickly?
Shigram means quickly. Yes, that domino effect.
That's right.
It's like a domino effect.
That was because it was almost midnight when I was working. Shigram, okay.
This change causes this change.
That's exactly right.
The domino suddenly.
Yeah.
Okay, and what does it mean again?
Quickly.
Quickly, okay. All right, so... What, Penny?
It's Shigram.
Shigram.
Yeah.
So, so quickly is it neuter or it's anyway? It's either accusative or nominative.
It's being used adverbially.
Oh, okay. It's an adverb. Oh, yeah, it's an adverb. Okay, sorry. Quickly. And tut is that. So
or
it's
therefore.
Tut.
Remember, tut
or
can
therefore.
Also mean
okay.
Therefore.
That's right. Therefore. And then shayanam means sleep or sleeping or lying down or a bed.
Or bed also.
Okay, and it's neuter, so it's either nominative or accusative. And then we have pari plus chej in the present first person singular, parasmaipada, I leave. So therefore, quickly, I leave sleep. I leave sleep or I leave bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's accusative. Quickly, I abandon bed. Therefore, I quickly get up.
Yeah.
Okay. Your turn, Penny.
Okay. This one I couldn't make heads or tails out of this sentence, but anyway. Atava. Lagu lagu. Titavi. Kim karomi. So atava is also indeclinable. Is it not so, or rather, or? And lagu lagu is an adverb that means early. And then the next part is upti, tapi, upti meaning also or even, and upti, exerting oneself or striving or arising. And then kim kuro, what am I to do? I have no idea how to put that together.
What if you said, from uttita is from utsta, means to get up.
Rising then.
Yeah, so even though I rose, I being feminine, right? I rose quickly. I got up early. Lagu lagu uttita pi. Or even though I got up early.
Uh-huh.
Kim karomi.
What should I be doing?
What will I do?
Yeah, okay.
Otherwise, even having gotten up early, but it's a past passive participle, uttita, and it's feminine woman, it's a woman talking with a karomi.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, even though I got up early is the idea, what will I do?
Okay. What to do?
What to do, yeah. What to do?
I guess that goes with the next one, so...
I think it does.
Okay, and so the next one is then... oh, my book. I forgot. It lost the whole thing. Got smeared. Name dukha duchiteshu prabhata karaniyeshu hasta padam prasadati. Na me, me is either dative or genitive singular for me, my, or for me, of me or for me, and not, or don't. Dukat. Ablative singular for unpleasant or difficult. And then we have uchiteshu, which is a PPP, and it's in the masculine locative plural. And it means suitable or customary or usual or proper things. And then prabhata and karaniyeshu, I think that's a compound, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So prabhata is a PPP from, we know what that is. So that is, dawn or daybreak.
Yeah.
And karaniyeshu is locative plural, and it's what is to be done.
Mm-hmm.
What is to be done? So this is in Purusha, and it's what is to be done, I guess in daybreak or at daybreak, locative tat purusha.
Septami.
Septami.
Could you not say the duties of the morning?
I took it as what is to be done in the morning.
Okay.
I guess you could say duties of the morning too. I don't know.
Or you could say the duties of the morning, the morning's duties. I took it as locative. I think it's locative because there are things to be done at different times of the day. There's rituals to be done in the morning. There's rituals to be done at dawn and at dusk. So I took it as those things which were to be done at dawn.
Okay.
As opposed to the rituals that are be done at dusk or in the early morning hours.
I think that makes sense.
It has to do with time, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then we have hastapadam, which is also a compound, and it's a dwandwa, and it means hands and feet. And he says, I think I got in Bhandarkara 156, something about this.
Yeah, when it's things that always go together.
Things that go together, it can mean that there's hands. It can be plural even if it's declined in the singular. That was one thing. Where was that one?
But yeah, things that obviously go together will be put in the singular. Like sukhadukam.
Yeah.
Or even opposites, or even things that are antagonistic, like cat and mouse.
Okay. Was there something else I noticed?
So it's neuter and ovative, right?
Yes. And yeah, because it says that it's a dwandhva compound is singular and neuter when it implies an aggregate, or when the things enumerated constitute one complex idea.
Yeah.
Okay. So hands and feet, and then prasarati is pra plus sra, to stretch, and it's the present third person singular. So then, even though I rose early, what will I do? We said that before.
You know, prasra has other meanings than just stretch.
Oh, what else?
It means like, let me see what's... Sra often means to move, and so to commence or to begin.
Oh, okay. So know? It's maybe it's begin here, right?
Yeah. Or to begin or to move toward. Yeah.
All right. So then, is it? Let's see.
No.
So it's begin to move hands and feet of my hands and feet.
No. Not me hastapadam. Na prasadati.
My hastapadam, hands and my hands and feet.
Don't move.
Don't move. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Because the na goes with the verb, right?
Always.
Okay. My hands and feet don't move.
They don't move.
They don't move. Because of pain?
Mm-hmm. From sorrow. Because of sorrow.
Because of sorrow. And let's see. Because of sorrow.
They don't begin. They don't commence toward. They don't move toward.
What is to be customarily done because mm-hmm. of pain and because of sorrow?
That which is to be done, the rituals, the karan, the okay. things that are to be done at dawn, which are uchita, which are customary. The rituals that are customarily done mm-hmm. at dawn.
I'm not able to do them. Mm-hmm.
My hands and feet won't move.
They won't move, okay.
Hands and feet won't move. So, because of due to sorrow.
A locket of absolute
here? No, because uchita just means customary or proper. So if you say, my hands and feet won't move, they won't move toward those things which are to be done at dawn, which customarily are to be done at dawn. It means the rituals.
Okay.
So it's just showing, you know, the prasadati is moving towards something. The hands and feet won't go toward that, won't move. It's more in reference to. In English, we just they won't move. They won't begin these things that are meant to be done at dawn customarily. How would you take it?
Well, you know, I had a little problem, you know, reconciling move forward or do with locative. So I kind of went more with respect to these things that need to be done.
That's fine. Yeah, with respect to, that's fine. Yeah.
That seemed to flow better. Okay.
That's the idea.
Okay, good. We did it.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's read it. Nanu Prabhata.
Nanu Prabhata.
Rajani. Tat Shigram. Shayanam.
Parityajami.
Atava. Laku.
Laku.
Utitapi. Kim karomi.
Na me dukat.
Uchiteshu.
Prabhata. Prabhata.
Karaniyeshu.
Karaniyeshu.
Hastapadam.
Hastapadam.
Prasadati.
Prasadati.
Okay, good. What shall we do next week with these? How many shall we do? 1, 2, 3. I'm going to do 4.
2, 3, 4. 4 sounds good.
Let's do 4. That's not all of the small ones. That's just the first 4 couplets. 1, 2, 3, 4. Is that okay?
Okay, yeah.
So we end...
Yeah, the last line begins with tato. It's the end of the 4th couplet. Tato yudhaya yujaswa. You see it?
That's down there, okay.
Yeah, that's the end of the 4th couplet.
Tato.
Yeah. Well, they're not all couplets.
No, they're not all couplets.
Okay, so there's one couplet. Mm-hmm. The first one is a couplet.
The next one's just single.
No, it's couplet.
Two singles and a couplet.
Yeah. And then another couplet. Couplet, so single, single, couplet, couplet. Everybody see that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's actually like 5.
Mm-hmm. I think that's doable, though. We'll leave out that dharma one, because that'll be too much. And then we can finish these sentences in 2 more classes, which will give us really a chance to work through this.
And then there's another chapter on compounds in the darker? Okay.
Yeah.
What do we do after that? Causals.
Okay.
Wow, and then aorist. We've never did that.
Aorist.
I never learned that yet. And benedictive.
Even though we learn it, we should forget it right away.